Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the preaching team of the St. Thomas More Center, out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Prescribed Rituals.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. In this Gospel story, Jesus is a guest at a dinner party in the home of a Pharisee. The Pharisees were those religious leaders who demanded strict observance of the letter of the law. The text says that this host, the Pharisee, was amazed to notice that Jesus did not observe the prescribed pre-meal washing. Jesus then calls him out and challenges his hypocrisy, saying that while carefully observing the outer rituals, he and the other Pharisees fail to observe the interior spirit of caring for the poor. He calls them fools. He is very obviously upset. So let's look at our own rituals. Sacred rituals are important in our lives if celebrated properly. We can celebrate rituals to help us cope with death and loss. We can celebrate rituals for happy occasions such as anniversaries and weddings and parties of all kinds. Rituals provide the signs, symbols, and gestures through which we meet Jesus in all of our sacraments. However, empty, meaningless rituals can take over and be symbols, not of the presence of Jesus, but of a structure that loves to wield power. We sometimes call it clericalism. We have all been present at Masses where these rituals seem to control the celebration. Postures, genuflecting, and kneeling becoming a requirement, for instance. Who can serve at the altar? Only boys and men? The type of cup that must be used, that now must be called a chalice. In some cases, even the permanent removal of the option for people to receive from the cup. The placement of the tabernacle. How and when the sacred vessels should be washed. Suggestions that Latin masses are more appropriate and pleasing to God. The recent suggestion, even, that Mass should be celebrated with the priest back to the people. And on. Often many of these so-called rituals represent nothing more than the particular piety or spirituality of the parish priest, the presider, the local bishop, or other religious authorities. But what rituals does Jesus prescribe? Jesus asks us all to look within and live the spirit of the law. The word alms, as used in today's text, may also be understood in this way. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. Thirsty, and you gave me to drink. A stranger and homeless, you took me in. Naked, and you gave me clothes. Sick and in prison, and you visited me. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. Regarding prescribed rituals, this statement of Jesus could not be clearer. Jesus goes on to say, "And behold, if you do these things, if you perform these rituals, everything will be clean for you."